Broadcasting.
Thank you. Welcome, everyone, to the evening meeting of the Joint Committee on Tax Expenditures. We will start off by calling the roll.
Okay, Senator Finley.
Senator Finley present by video.
Representative Levy.
Representative Levy present by video.
Representative Marsh.
Marsh is here by video.
Senator Riley.
Present by video.
Representative Smith.
Representative Smith present by video.
Representative Valderrama.
Valderrama present by phone.
Senator Wagner.
Wagner is present by video.
Co-Vice Chair Boquist.
Boquist is present on telephone.
Co-Vice Chair Pham.
Pham is present by video.
Co-Vice Chair Reschke.
Reschke present by video.
Co-Chair Burdick.
Burdick present by video.
And Co-Chair okay, Nathanson. Yeah. Oops, sorry, got you backwards.
Nathanson's present by video.
And Nathanson present by video.
Okay, I think we're done now. I'm so used to hearing my name called last that I jumped in. Sorry about that. Okay, we have two work sessions. We have our omnibus bill, and we have the solar bill that we heard last week. So I think we'll take the solar bill first. We have that up for work session. So I'll open a work session on Senate Bill 154.
Co-Chairs Nathanson and Burdick, this is Jamie McGovern for the Legislative Revenue Office. Senate Bill 154A extends the sunset to 2028 for the payment in lieu of property tax on solar property and adds a few tweaks. The program is permissive and would remain permissive under the extension. Gives the option, currently the payment in lieu of tax is set at $7,000 per megawatt. So property taxes, so the property is exempt, but then the property owner would pay $7,000 per megawatt. The extension allows for counties to negotiate an amount somewhere between $5,500 and $7,000 per megawatt. And also specifies that the counties must indicate whether the land is also included in that program. And the program has been growing, or solar property in Oregon has been growing since 2015 when this program started. And the payment in lieu of tax offsets a portion of the property tax loss. But again, it is contingent upon the growth and also the agreement between the county and the property tax owner, or property owner, excuse me.
Thank you. I believe the protocol is to ask my co-vice chair for a motion on this. Is that correct, somebody?
Yes.
Okay. Go for it, Madam Co-Chair.
Oh my goodness. I don't have a script in front of me, but do I just say that I'd like to move Senate Bill 154A?
Correct. There's no amendments.
Okay. With a due pass.
Representative Nathanson has moved Senate Bill 154A to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion? Okay, please take the roll.
I'm going to quickly try and reorder this. Sorry about it.
If no,
I
get wait, it wait, wait. Hold on before you do that, because I just saw a hand, Representative Smith. You're on mute.
Thank you. Well, I don't in any way want to disrupt the flow. And while I don't have a conflict of interest, I do want to be transparent and say that in my world of economic and business development, I do come into companies that do use this incentive. And at times I do explain how the program works. So I don't think I need to declare, Chris, if I'm wrong, you let me know. I don't make any money off of it. but it is a tool used in economic development. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay. Your possible nexus to a potential conflict is duly noted.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there other discussion? I see no discussion. Now we can take the roll.
Okay, Senator Findley?
Senator Findley votes aye.
Senator Riley?
Votes aye.
Senator Wagner?
Wagner votes aye.
Co-Vice Chair Boquist?
Boquist aye.
Representative Levy?
Levy votes yes.
Representative Marsh?
Marsh votes yes.
Representative Smith?
Representative Smith votes aye.
Representative Valderrama?
Valderrama votes aye.
Co-Vice Chair Pham?
Pham votes aye.
And Co-Vice Chair Reschke?
Reschke votes aye.
Senator Co-Chair Burdick?
Burdick votes aye.
And Co-Chair Nathanson?
Nathanson votes aye.
Okay, so the carrier on the Senate side, if Senator Riley would be willing to carry that on the Senate side?
Of course, Madam Co-Chair.
And Representative Nathanson, who would you like to carry it on the House side?
I'll report that by tomorrow morning.
Excellent. Okay, so we will close the work session on Senate Bill 154 and open a work session on House Bill 2433, our omnibus bill. And we will focus on the Dash 6 amendment.
Yes, good evening, Madam Chair, members of the committee, Kyle Easton, Legislative Revenue Office. And yeah, House Bill 2433 with the Dash 6, as the chair just mentioned, this is the omnibus measure. The Dash 6 amendment, the only change there from the committee, what the committee was discussing on last Friday, relates to the income tax subtraction for the AmeriCorps National Service Education Awards. So that comes from House Bill 2737, and that language is inserted into the Dash 6 amendment. So it is now part of the other measures that are being discussed. And those are all now in the, there's a table in the meeting materials on OLIS 2433-6 that now contains all the contents of the measure and all the individual provisions. And that's the same list the committee saw on Friday. So we do have the paperwork on the Dash 6. You'll see the RIS. Again, that's in line with what you saw last Friday with the one change to the AmeriCorps subtraction. And then we do have the fiscal paperwork, which the expectation, according to that, is in 21-23, it'd be a fiscal cost of about $600,000, and in 23-25, it'd be expected at about $780,000.
Okay. Representative Smith, is your hand up on this one, or is it left over?
Leftover, Madam Chair.
Okay. Is there discussion? Okay. Madam Co-Chair, I could use a motion on the Dash 6 amendment.
Madam Co-Chair, I move the Dash 6 amendment to House Bill 2433.
Representative Nathanson has moved the Dash 6 amendment to House Bill 2433. Is there discussion? Senator Findlay.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I was feverishly trying to find my little hand and take it off mute at the same time. So, Madam Co-Chair, I am really dismayed that Senate Bill 330, which provided tax credit relief to landlords, did not make a cut and did not make a discussion. In our last special session, we had a discussion about that bill to move it forward, and we was told at the time, no, we're going to wait and provide that relief in the long session. We'll do it through the session. We introduced a bill. It was a bipartisan bill. And I sat in on the House Rules Committee today talking about some landlord relief and some renter issues, and landlords were begging for this bill to move forward. I mean, through no fault of their own, we've stuck landlords for a tremendous amount of revenue and money, and we had an opportunity with Senate Bill 330 to provide some relief for them. over a five-year period and not be a significant fiscal impact, and we're not doing that. And I'm very dismayed that we're not, because I really think that through no fault of their own, we have required that they not be able to evict tenants for 18 months. And the bill is about $500 million, and we've put about $150 towards that in our current programs. This would have provided direct relief for them in form of tax credits spread out over a five-year period of time. So I guess I'm very dismayed that the soup was cooked and served, and those guys, we didn't have an opportunity to visit about that. So I guess I just wanted to put that on the record, because I really think we missed an opportunity to help a significant segment of our population.
Thank you. Further discussion? Okay, take the roll, please.
Senator Findley.
Senator Findley votes no.
Senator Riley.
Votes aye.
Senator Wagner.
Wagner votes aye.
Co-Vice Chair Boqvist.
Boqvist votes no.
Representative Levy.
Levy votes no.
Representative Marsh.
Marsh votes yes.
Representative Smith.
Representative Smith votes aye.
Representative Valderrama.
Valderrama votes aye.
Co-Vice Chair Pham.
Pham votes aye.
Co-Vice Chair Reschke.
Reschke votes aye.
Co-Chair Nathanson.
Nathanson votes aye.
And Co-Chair Burdick.
Burdick votes aye. So Representative Nathanson, if you have a motion on the amended bill.
I do. Madam Co-Chair, I move House Bill 2433 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Nathanson has moved House Bill 2433 to the Senate, to the House floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion? Okay, I see no discussion. So please call the roll.
So many things to click on. Okay, Senator Findley.
Senator Findley votes no.
Senator Riley.
Votes aye.
Senator Wagner.
Wagner votes aye.
Co-Vice Chair Boqvist.
Boqvist votes no.
Representative Levy.
Levy votes yes.
Representative Marsh.
Marsh votes yes.
Representative Smith.
Representative Smith votes aye.
Representative Valderrama.
Valderrama votes aye.
Co-Vice Chair Pham.
Pham votes aye.
Co-Vice Chair Reschke.
Reschke votes aye.
Co-Chair Nathanson.
Nathanson votes aye.
And Co-Chair Burdick.
Burdick votes aye. I will carry this on the Senate floor, and Representative Nathanson, who would you like to carry it on the House floor?
I'll take that.
Okay. All right. Well, I think that completes our work. So good work, committee. We're getting done while there's still daylight. So thank you for all your hard work. Really appreciate it. And we are adjourned.
Bye-bye.